This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The first eagerly awaited shipment of grain to leave the Ukrainian port of Odessa since Russia's invasion more than 5 months ago was cleared to proceed to Lebanon on Wednesday after a scheduled inspection stopover in Istanbul. In line with the UN-partnered Black Sea Grain Initiative, the crew of the merchant vessel Razoni and its 26,000-ton cargo of Ukrainian corn underwent 3 hours of checks. The ship arrived in Istanbul's waters on Tuesday evening after sailing from Odessa on Monday. Inspectors from Russia, Turkey, Ukraine and the United Nations carried out the inspection, according to the Black Sea Grain Initiative Joint Coordination Centre, which said that three ports in Ukraine were due to begin exporting millions of tons of wheat, corn and other crops. In addition to shipping food from Ukraine, the Black Sea Initiative also envisages the export of fertiliser needed by the world's farmers under close monitoring. To Iraq now, where it's been 8 years since ISIL fighters attacked, killed and took hostage many members of the ethnic Yazidi community. In a call to help the many thousands of Yazidis who've been unable to return home to northern Iraq, the UN said on Wednesday that many of them still suffer mental trauma after years of captivity, torture, sexual violence and slavery at the hands of the extremists. Continuing tensions have meant that many Yazidis cannot travel to their ancestral homeland in Sinjar district, which lacks the essential stability that's needed for people to rebuild their lives free of fear and intimidation, the UN said. In a statement, the UN office in Iraq insisted that it was everyone's responsibility to work relentlessly to ensure that the ongoing plight of the Yazidis ends now, with opportunities, reconstruction, and public services for all. Journalists in Cambodia face increasing harassment and pressure, which has led to fear and self-censorship ahead of recent elections, the UN Human Rights Office, OHCHR, said on Wednesday. In a new report, OHCHR highlighted how a new law to prevent the transmission of COVID-19 and a decree apparently aimed at censoring information shared on social media had given the government wide-ranging powers to block information and punish unspecific crimes. Of the 65 journalists contacted for the report, all said that they'd faced interference while carrying out their work. More than 4 in 5 experienced surveillance and restrictions, including in relation to access to information. In a comment, the UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet said that a free, independent and pluralistic media played a central role in every democratic society. She urged the authorities to ensure that reporters could work fairly for the benefit of all Cambodians. Daniel Johnson, UN News.